Secrets of the universe.
Welcome everyone to Secrets of the Universe, Volume 2. This is Part 3, The Realms of Reality. I am Hollywood Tony P, and you are here, and you are listening. You are all powerful. You and I are one with all, and all is one. One for all, and all is one. And tonight we will be giving you some extra interesting gossip from the other side of the universe. Now, if you didn't listen to the other first two parts, the first part was, of course, the Tapestry of Time, which we outlined how time is a tapestry that was and is being rewritten as we speak. And we also learned that that is being done because we are all powerful, each existing separately, slightly separate from everyone else in a slightly different reality. So the person standing next to you might look like they're next to you, but it is impossible for one to exist next to itself unless it's slightly in a different universe. So remember that. And then, of course, that leads to last night's episode, which was the universal shifting, which is directly tied to that slightly off deviation, because if you know how to deal with that slightly different deviation and cross it, you can eventually shift, and we are shifting and time incursions and stuff. But yesterday I also mentioned that there's a lot more going on than just here on Earth, and that the Tapestry of Time and universal shifting and the realms of reality all have to do with each other, because the other side of the universe is just as concerned. I mean, if all time is erased and existence is nullified, their existence is nullified too. So the realms of reality. Now, what realms are there? Let's talk about them. And this isn't really about who's on the other side of the universe. We'll probably do that tomorrow night, but we'll probably focus on that. But tonight, we're going to talk about getting there, okay? So there's an other side of the universe, on the other side of existence, and we are here. Now, how do you talk to them? How are they talking to us? How do the aliens talk to us? How do the aliens get to us? How do the angels talk to us? How do we find out information? How do we get prophecy? Well, that's all about the realms of reality. And here they are in no particular order. There is the dream realm. The dream realm is one of the realms of reality. The dream realm exists outside of time, and you can share your dream with people who are on the other side of the universe, or in the past, present, or future. You can have talking to the other side of the universe. Dream realm, that's one of the three realms that exist. Well, one of the many realms that exist. There is also the etheric plane, where ghosts and spirits and where you go to when you die. The spiritual realm, as it was. So there's that realm. There's the heavenly realms of heaven and whatever you believe, the pearly gates where the angels hang out, the realm. There's the ether, there's the Akashic records, and I don't necessarily know if the universe itself is a realm, but point being, okay, the realms of reality are all effective portals and ways to communicate throughout time and space. Dreams, yes. Death, yes. Now think about it this way, okay? The death example. In Beetlejuice, right? The living, they died and then they went off and then there was a room with doors. The same in The Matrix. There's a room with doors, a corridor to take you anywhere you want to go, right? Now, funny enough, crossing over to a different reality is just as easy as walking through one of those doors. But each of them, when you've stepped through the other side, there is a corridor and doors. When you dream, when you finally take control of your dream, you will have corridors and doors. And then the other realms of existence are also such as. And for us, our brain and our consciousness is a realm of reality that goes far beyond anything. See, now here's how I'm gonna talk about it, and I think tomorrow we will talk about Sophisbuba as it regards to universal shifting. But we need to talk about the ability to communicate throughout dreams. Now, this, I'm not talking to the other side of the universe. I'm just talking about, you know, you can take control of your dreams. You can have shared dreams. There's a dream world. It exists. It is a place much like any place on an RPG game. It is a world that exists. And, you know, when you find that, when the first door opens, when you open that first door, right, even though you may go back before you open that door, you still opened it. And you have the keys. When you get to it again, it should be open for you. And then the next door, and the next door, and the next door. So no matter how many times we go back and do this, just know that if you are actively trying to open all the doors to get to the nexus point of existence, if you are opening those doors because you do every time we go to the end and it changes and we loop back as universal shifting happens, every time I unlock one door, I come back. Now I unlock two doors and three. So, since we've done this a million times and we've lived your life and my life and our lives, because we are all one, all-powerful being, existing as separate people in their own individual realities, separated by a slight difference in existence. So, we've done it all those times. You have to imagine that you have already reached the final door, okay? You've died and gone on, all right? From every moment, the future happens to the end of time. So from this moment on, you know that one day you are going to die. As a human, you are going to die. And then you are going somewhere else. And then you are going to this. And then you are going to different consciousness. Then you're at the end of the world. And you come back to now. So you've already discovered all the secrets of the universe. You already learned them all throughout all the way to the end of time, till your essence, to your molecules and atoms have reached the highest form of any matter that is, was, or could ever will be. You've learned it all. And now we're back here. Doesn't mean that didn't happen, because it does happen. See, that's the key. Those places where we go, those errors, those mistakes that we have to do the wrong thing and then come back and do it right, those all exist. Those all happen. They happen for a reason. It's the predication of the anti-paradox theory that I penned in 1994, and it holds up true today. It has to be there. It has to happen. Even though you didn't see it, and in a blink of an eye, it has to happen. Meaning, you live to the end of time, your molecules have transcended to wherever and to the future and back. So that knowledge should be locked inside of your brain, and all the doors should be open. So you have to get through those doors to open. And once you get to the last one, you unlock the last door, and that is the key. See, to travel, because these hubs, these realms, they're not just for dreaming or dying or the River Styx or Hades or any of those things, okay? Yes, they were. Oh, don't get me wrong. They were until they weren't, until we were discovered. Until it turned out that conversation was impossible to have across the universe, spanning so much time. But I guarantee you, in the dream realm, when I'm sleeping and I have a dream and one of them is sleeping and they have a dream and we step into each other's dream, it doesn't matter how far apart we are. It helps to think there might be someone wishing on the same bright star. And it's true, right? Because if someone is wishing on the same bright star as you at that time, you are connected. Your atoms and your molecules, as we are all as one. So you have a dream, you go to sleep, but in the dream realm, that's how you communicate. That's how they communicate. Okay, now the passing over to death, the spirits communicating backwards. Now that is also not necessarily the same place as the dream realm, because it's not. It's where people go. Like if you saw Coco or whatever, they go to that place to wait, or whatever, the afterlife crossing over. But again, they can be used to send messages, to send information, because the ghosts of today and the ghosts of 1,000 years from now exist simultaneously. How is that possible? Well, if they exist simultaneously from past, present, and future, then the other side of the universe exists simultaneously. How do we know there's another side of the universe? I told you that yesterday, because the instant that they found out about us, and me and you and all of us, they stepped into our reality, our karmic debt, and so they had to be there. And whoever heard the first message, not only did he exist only when he heard the message, his entire history and heritage and culture and race and other planets and the entire other side of the universe had to happen. And whose fault is that? Why are there aliens? Well, the fault lies with you, humans. You dared send a message out into space. And nobody picked it up until they did. And when they did, they had always picked it up. Now, if you tried yesterday, the homework I gave you, you put on your belt, flip it around, do something slightly different, just to see. Because you're creating two separate realities. Now, that's the other point about the window between realities, between the dream realm and the death realm and the universal shifting realm. Because remember, we're all existing slightly outside of each other, which means there's not a web, but there's kind of a vasculating lubricant around all of us, right? So to traverse those ways between reality is, there's your secret, possible through the utilization of these other realms, okay? So through the death realm, going to the River Styx, going into Hades, stepping into a different reality, possible, plausible. In your dream, walking through a door, entering a different world, a different time, that's actually real, that's happening, possible. Somebody else can step into that time with you. Communication, you could step over to them, and there, you are pulled forth, and there, okay? Sharing a dream, but it's not a dream, it's a portal, a way to send information. There's only one way to communicate with somebody so far across the universe that a message, no matter how fast it got, in any way, shape, or form, through wormhole or otherwise, would take thousands of years to get there. So how is it that in real time, we exist simultaneously? Because in the dream realm, in the astral plane, in the realm of the Akashic Records, which is a thing, there is a realm, little like when the original Secrets of the Universe, there are guardians of the universe, funny enough, sounds funny. Guardians of the Galaxy? No, these are Guardians of Existence. These are, and the Guardians are as follows. They are Death is a Guardian. Time, Lord of Time. Balance. And I believe the Librarian. And they can all change. They're not a specific person, but they are a duty. Somebody is in charge of the Akashic Records. That's what's going on over there. How do you know that? How do we know that? We know that because contact has been made. How? Through our thoughts? That's crazy. Telepathy? Through our mind? It's not our mind that the beam, the signal is not being beamed into your brain. We are currently existing on the same plane as the dream realm and the death realm. You see, all of these realms of reality exist completely separate, but they exist in the same damn place, right? And so the message is not coming from a beam. It's coming from down the hall in, you know, the dream realm where somebody can just tell you a message, okay? We're all existing in the same place, slightly different. That's a perfect example of how I'm right. Just like you are all powerful, I am all powerful, we are all the one and individual in our own reality, slightly separated. Wow, the realms of reality are exactly that, slightly separated. We are in each of our own little simulations. Simulation? Whoa, 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 whoa. Matrix. How does that fit in? How does this being a simulation fit in with the tapestry of time, universal shifting in the realms of reality? Well, my friend, that one is for another day. So we have a Sophis Babusho, easy breezy. And we have a communication. We have the Rosetta Stone show, which should be really, really interesting, how we deciphered the conversations of existence. And then we will see from there. And if we need to talk more about the Guardians, they don't like to be talked about or mentioned or even. But I'll give you an example. The Guardian of Balance, right? I just happen to know that currently it is Toot. He's a little bird from Egypt. Now, I knew it was Toot, and I knew it was a little bird. And I was like, why is a little bird in charge of balance? And then I did my research. I looked into Egypt mythology. And it turned out that the little bird Toot was the one that weighed your heart against a feather to get into the afterlife. What a perfect being to be in charge of balance. And of course, like I said, Death is a guardian because he guards the deathly realm. Again, another realm, spirits exist. Why? Because they haven't crossed over. Crossed over where? Through the neck, the midpoint of the hub. They cross over to wherever they're going. It's like a big train hub. You just go and then you're off. You're off. Dream realm this way. Spiritual realm this way. You know, let's go to the Akashic Records and talk to the librarian who probably, you know, everything you've ever done and everything that is ever happening is recorded on the records and files in the Akashic Record in time. And you can access them as easily as asking for it, much like in the Matrix. There it is again, the Matrix. How does the Matrix fit in with the alien time travel interdimensional dream realm reality in which the tapestry of time is being fixed by God existing at every single being who's ever lived separately but the same? And if that is the case, then we are all existing with them simultaneously in all times and all forms. So Abraham Lincoln is you. You are existing in the same breath as Abraham Lincoln because you are the one that is separate and existing simultaneously. And so, to talk to yourself across the universe, if you wanted to, you need to use a way to do it. You can't do it through corporeal ways because we know this world in which we live, that I can knock on this desk and see in front of me where we are. Is it real? What time is it? What year is it? Does it matter? It doesn't matter. Because it is always just now. Okay? Now, it doesn't matter what the other side of the universe looks like, and we can talk about that till the cows come home. You know, we could talk about the seven realms, the seven kings, the one chair at the empty table. We could talk about all of that. We could talk about the quarantine of Earth and how awful it is to send human individuals through time, through galactic ideas, and we could talk about how their council and senate works, but we don't have to, you see. Because we are all connected and the ether is moving everything backwards as we are going forward and back and forward and back and slightly moving forward in reverse, because that is happening, because all of that is going on, you know, that's how you figure it out. That's how you talk to them. That's how you that's where you go. And you can only talk. We learned that. We learned that all of their stuff is in the movies that we show, is in the TV shows, and the songs, and the science fiction. The science fiction is usually inspired by a vision or a dream or an idea. But we just learn that the dream world is connected to the other side of the universe. So don't you think that every so often that somebody who has a dream and makes something futuristic, it wasn't a dream at all, and maybe they were just witnessing the other side of the universe and how it went? Because I'll tell you, the Galactic Federation is actually a lot like, run like the Senate in Star Wars, but the future is a lot like Star Trek's Federation. Or, over, not the future, the other side of the universe. It's kind of how it runs, and then there's the seven, whatever. There's a whole history and a story behind it, and you can look for it in your local library or your local video store, and I'm not lying. All the fantasy books, all the fantastical movies in them lie truth, because they were inspired by dreams of things. And those dreams come from somewhere, which is, again, why I say read the Old Testament, because it is a record of dreams that people had 3,000 or so years ago, depending on what year you think we are. These people had dreams, and those were their dreams. And now if they had dreams, and since we know that dreams are not bound by time, their dreams could have been just looking at what's happening now and thinking it's a dream. They could have had dreams of the other side of the universe, and they could give us insight on the aliens that inhabit it and the world around it, because, again, the dreams are connected. You see how it all works? It's all connected. These people had visions of angels and gods and parables and I saw a seven-headed this. I saw a seven-headed. Maybe you did see a seven-headed thing, because that might be what it looked like. Maybe that was the only way to get the information to them. Maybe they were watching a TV show from 2012, and they didn't know that because they were in the year 3000 BC, and they just had a dream about Gilligan's Island. They wouldn't know. They'd just write these poor people trapped on an island of solitude. And the idiot ruins it all. And it'd be a story, it'd be a parable, and it'd be a dream. And so I invite you to, during this time of solace and solitude, find the connection. Search your dreams. You can control them. We've done many episodes on The Greatest Talk Show about that. We've done many episodes about that on The New Greatest Talk Show. It's all around. You can control your dreams. You can decipher your dreams, but remember, they're not just dreams. It is a living, breathing place, the dream realm. It, and your brain just makes it what you know, your comprehension of it. And so the veils must be dropped, and the doors must be open and unlocked, and the portals can be through the dream realm, through the psychic, spiritual realm of, you know, those things, the spirit realm and the heavenly realm with the angels, which is very different than the spirit realm. Don't get those two confused, because there are actual beings who have wings and they fly around and you can't see them and they protect you. I guarantee you they're with you, and you should say thank you, because they do a lot of work for you. That's another story for another day. So I think that since we've been talking about it a lot, and since it has come up three times, I think part four will be The Matrix. It'll probably be titled something other than The Matrix, but for all intents and purposes, The Matrix is the best representation that we can give you on what we're about to unravel next. And it is still the same part. It fits in with all of this. It fits in with everything. And that is what we discovered. See, that is these new secrets, that all the things that didn't seem to fit together, they do. Terrifyingly so. And the only way you know this is to look to the other side. And remember, if you hear a voice calling from the darkness and in the silence of your brain, shouting for you, maybe the next time you should answer it. Maybe it has something to say. I guarantee you, it's something good. I also guarantee you it's probably you from the future. Because we said, emotional anchors, right? The emotion. We're on a mountain climbing expedition, and we're all tethered to each other, and we have to set anchors or we will fall further. The anchors are the emotional ties to time. And when they happen again, and the emotion is like a smell that brings back a memory, an event or an action brings back a memory which connects you to the previous memory. So look to that. It's not just communication to the other side of the universe. It's communication with yourself. You can learn a lot from what you are sending backwards in time. And you don't know you're doing it. You just know that you've done this before. And you're remembering the future. The key to the whole thing. Remember the future. Because it was wrong. How do we make it right? But it wasn't totally wrong. It was slightly wrong. So we have a blueprint. It's not an up-to-date blueprint of what the tapestry looked like, but it's very similar. Hence why it won't be exactly the same. But the difference is not just negligible. It was what it was supposed to look like the whole time. Meaning that before, when it was complete, it must have had a loose thread. And that loose thread started to unravel. And so it did. So this time all the threads will be tight because you are the tailors and the seamstresses and the people with power to help us weave. As the head of the needle, now, here, weave the tapestry of time through universal shifting and with the help of the others out there to converse them throughout the nexus in the realms of reality. Together. Isn't that pretty cool? That you, the all-powerful one that is listening right now, you are charged with saving the universe, putting right what once went wrong, hoping each time that your next leap will be the leap home. I am Hollywood Tony P. We will see you tomorrow night for our Matrix episode. And we'll explain how the Matrix has anything to do with aliens and time travel and portals and dreams and the Akashic Records and all those words I've told you about. How do they all exist together? I don't know. You'll have to tune in and find out. So tomorrow we'll do the greatest talk show during the day. Look for that. Wash your hands. Be safe, everybody. And we'll be back tomorrow night with Volume 2, Part 4, The Matrix. Not the movie. The actual physical representation of the reality in which we do not exist. All that and more on The Secrets of the Universe on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am Hollywood Tony P. From Oblivion, we are out of here. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Same time. Same time.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.